We've fielded a lot of questions over the years here at Calvary. While these may not always be the only answers, they're our answers, and we hope they help you as you continue to grow in your faith.
Do shepherds break the legs of their sheep? Have you heard this? I've heard it lots of times. I've probably even taught it in a study. Maybe you've heard that, you know, this idea that when a sheep would continually go wandering, a shepherd would, you know, routinely break its leg and then carry it on its shoulders. I'm not sure that's true at all. In fact, wait, let's pause. Like most, you know, sermon anecdotes, we like, wait, so you're out in the Judean wilderness and you're breaking a leg and you think everything's just going to heal fine all the time? You're not a vet, you're a shepherd, right? So, but is there any truth to that? Well, it's interesting. Here's what the editor of Sheep Magazine, this was a real magazine, one of many sheep and shepherding magazines, and not only is it Sheep Magazine, it's Sheep! Exclamation point magazine. It's important for me that you know that. Sheep Magazine. Okay. So here's what the editor of Sheep Magazine wrote in 2006. This was in an American publication. Okay. Somebody wrote in asking specifically about this. They say, hey, I've heard in sermons that they say they break their legs. What do you, Sheep Magazine, have to say about that? Here's what the editor wrote. It is not true that any shepherds break a lamb's leg on purpose. What they do in certain sheep-raising nations is to break a leg, B-R-A-K-E, not B-R-E-A-K, B-R-A-K-E. English is dumb, but they will sometimes break a leg. This means they attach a clog or weight to the animal's leg, which keeps certain rogue sheep from getting too far from the shepherd until they learn their names and are not afraid of the shepherd anymore. It's not a pastor writing that. That's the editor of Sheep Magazine. He also wrote books on like how you can make money raising sheep. So anyway, so that's what's going on. The Lord's like, I need you near me. You seem to be uninterested in me or maybe afraid of me or, you know, you don't seem to know me. And so I want to keep you close and I'm going to put a weight on you. He's going to say in a minute, it's like a yoke, a shackle. I'm going to put that on you so that you will stop doing what you're doing. You've gone rogue, you're in rebellion. You're going to be devoured. You're going to impoverish the flock. You're going to do all of these things, and I love you, and I want to protect your little sheep life, and so I'm going to punish you. Judah was in a time of punishment because of their unwillingness to stay near the Lord. Just because they were God's people didn't mean they could sin without consequence.
Do you have a question about the Bible, theology, or church life? If so, we would love to hear it, think about it, and give our perspective on it. You can email us anytime at questions@calvaryhanford.com, and we will get it on the list for the podcast. And if you'd like to check out years worth of all sorts of topics like the ones we cover, visit calvaryhanford.com/questions. Thanks for listening.